Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Dearborn Modern Real Estate Practice. 2 and First Edition is a professional pre-licensing textbook in the real estate education genre, written by Fillmore W. Gallaty with co-authors Wellington J. Holloway, Robert C. Kyle, and Martha R. Williams as contributing editor. It is designed to introduce the core knowledge needed for real estate licensing and day-to-day practice. The book presents a structured survey of real estate principles, property law, brokerage, agency, contracts, financing, appraisal, leasing, property management, taxes, development, environmental concerns, and real estate mathematics. Its purpose is both instructional and practical. It helps readers understand how legal rules and market practices shape real estate transactions, while also preparing them for licensing exams through quizzes, practice exams, and question bank resources. Because it is updated to reflect current legislation and market information, the book functions as a standard reference for learners who need both foundational theory and exam-oriented review. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a full survey of real estate practice from entry-level concepts to transaction mechanics. The book is organized as a comprehensive introduction to the real estate profession, which makes it useful for readers who need a broad map of the field before moving into specialization. It begins with the structure of the real estate business and then connects that foundation to the practical steps involved in transactions, including brokerage, client representation, contracts, financing, and closing-related issues. This matters because real estate education is not only about memorizing definitions, it requires understanding how separate functions interact in a single deal. The text gives readers that connective framework. Instead of isolating topics, it shows how ownership forms, title issues, legal duties, and financing choices affect each other in practice. That design helps new learners avoid the common problem of knowing terms without understanding sequence or relevance. By covering the business as a system, the book supports both exam preparation and real-world comprehension of how transactions are structured and completed. Secondly, property law, ownership, and title principles as the legal base of real estate decisions. A major strength of the book is its attention to the legal structure underlying property ownership and transfer. It covers real estate property and the law, interests in real estate, forms of ownership, and title records, which are central subjects for anyone entering the field. These topics are not merely technical background. They determine who has rights in property, how those rights can be conveyed, and what risks may appear in a transaction. By treating ownership and title as core content, the book helps readers understand why due diligence matters and why legal description, record keeping, and title verification are essential to practice for a licensing candidate. This is especially important because many exam questions depend on distinguishing different ownership structures or recognizing how legal interests operate. For a working professional, the same knowledge reduces the risk of misunderstandings that can delay or complicate a sale. The book, therefore, frames property law as a practical tool rather than an abstract legal topic. Thirdly, brokerage, agency, and client representation explained through professional duties. The treatment of brokerage and agency gives the book one of its most career-relevant sections. Real estate professionals must understand the relationships they create with clients, the obligations those relationships impose, and the boundaries that separate lawful service from conflict of interest. The book addresses real estate brokerage, real estate agency, and client representation agreements, which are foundational to ethical and legal practice. This is important because agency rules govern disclosure, loyalty, confidentiality, and accountability, all of which shape how a professional handles buyers and sellers. The text helps readers see that representation is not simply a sales function, but a regulated legal relationship. That perspective is valuable in licensing education, where students must learn terminology, but it is equally valuable in practice, where mistakes in agency can create disputes or liability. By integrating these concepts with the rest of the transaction process, the book shows that brokerage is not a separate topic from law. It is one of the main ways law operates in daily real estate work. Fourthly, financing, taxes, appraisal, and math as the quantitative side of property transactions. The book devotes substantial attention to the financial and numerical elements of real estate, which are often difficult for beginners but essential for professional competence. Its chapters on financing, taxes, appraisals, and real estate math show how valuation and affordability are assessed in practice. This combination is significant because these topics connect legal ownership to market value and transaction feasibility. A reader must understand not only what a property is worth, but also how lenders evaluate risk, how taxes influence ownership costs, and how calculations affect commissions, prorations, and loan-related outcomes. The inclusion of real estate math is especially useful because numerical competence is repeatedly tested in licensing exams and used in everyday practice. By pairing theory with calculation, the book prevents finance from becoming an abstract subject. It emphasizes that the economics of a property deal are as important as the legal structure, and that successful practice depends on being able to move accurately between rules, numbers, and practical consequences. Lastly, practice support through quizzes, exams, and updated content for licensing readiness. What distinguishes this edition from a purely informational textbook is its strong exam preparation structure. The book includes 21 practice quizzes, 2 practice exams, and a customizable question bank, which turns it into a study system rather than a static reference work. That matters because real estate licensing requires both conceptual understanding and rapid recall under test conditions. Practice quizzes help reinforce individual units, practice exams simulate broader assessment, and a question bank allows targeted review of weaker areas. The updated content also matters because real estate law and regulations change, and outdated study material can mislead learners or create gaps in understanding. By reflecting current legislation, market information, forms, and web resources, the book aligns exam preparation with contemporary practice. This combination of instructional depth and test readiness makes the text especially useful for pre-licensing students and for professionals who want a structured review of, and working professionals who need a structured review of the legal, financial, and procedural foundations of real estate. It is also useful for instructors and self-directed learners because it does more than define terms. It connects the laws of property ownership, agency, contracts, financing, taxes, appraisal, and management into a coherent professional framework. The practical value of the book lies in its combination of broad coverage and exam support. Readers gain a single source that can function both as a classroom text and as a licensing review tool, which is a major advantage in a crowded category where many books lean either too theoretical or too narrow. Compared with similar real estate guides, this edition stands out for its balance of foundational instruction, applied reasoning, and extensive practice materials. Galati, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.